98.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
You see, when your best is not good enough, I've learned that you better keep God really close to you, because the folk you thought that was with you, they will really show you their true colors when the lights go out in your life. When your best is not good enough, keep near thy close. So here it is. Here it is in the text. Simon, them boys was out there fishing all night long, and Simon, he felt like he's done his best. Y'all been in those positions? I raised my hand first. Thank you. Simon, he felt like he's done his best, and he got to the point and the position in his life to where he felt like, Heather, he could not go any longer. But I've been here all night long. Really ain't do nothing. So it's time to wrap everything up. He felt like that was it, because Brother Jenkins, he was in a moment where he was having a lack of catching. He was not catching anything. But Jesus, okay, let me back up. Simon was not catching anything, but Jesus, Aunt Cindy, was in the boat. Let me back up again. Simon was not catching anything, but Jesus was in the boat. Watch this. Listen, don't miss this one. The Lord already knew where the fish would be running in the water. And watch this, using your own strength, your own supposedly know-how will not last. You've gotten where you are not by your own strength. Hello, somebody. It wasn't by your might. It wasn't because you thought you was all good and because of your bloodline. Go ahead and sit down somewhere. It was because of the amazing grace of God. You see, when your best is not good enough, you know what that does? That allows God to really show you what he can really do in your life. That's God's chance to come on in and let him know who he really is to you. Because sometimes folk ain't gonna believe anything until they see it. And sometimes God just have to blow your mind for a little bit. And watch this. See, you know, how many of y'all like to be successful? Raise my hand. Y'all want to be successful? You know, but this is my problem with folk that's wanting to be successful or trying to be successful. They look for their success in the wrong areas of life. They try to do the hurry up, the quick scheme. You know, let me do this quick, my way, real quick, so I can be successful. Your success probably ain't gonna last 7 minutes. Sit down somewhere. But I have to be honest. Come here, Simon. The key to your success is allowing God to guide you where you are. Church, It is in moments. It's not just in the plain moments in your life. It's in those rough moments. He's you know what he is? He is right where he said he will be. It is the Bible that says that he will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. And there should be some type of confidence in your life. Now, I know whenever you go through these little chaotic moments, these trials and these uproars of life, I know sometimes they'll make us upset, right? They'll make us sad, and some of us will get weary and wore out, and sometimes we'll look towards the sky and we'll wonder, but I have good news for somebody. You have a reason to still walk around life with confidence in your life, because look, you are not on the Sea of Galilee in your boat by yourself. Jesus is right there with you. The problem is you got to open that door, let them come on in and fellowship with you. The issue I've learned with people is they like closing everything up, even to God. You got to let God be God on his own. I got confidence. Any of y'all got confidence? Anybody? I know your bills are high, but you ought to have confidence. I know things are rough sometimes, isn't it, y'all? Anybody know that? But I got confidence. Why? Because I am his child, and that means I have inheritance rights. The cattle of a thousand hills belong to the God I serve, and I'm glad to know that I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I got confidence. I don't care what the sea of Galilee is looking like in life. I got God in my boat. Listen, here in the text, you got to pay attention to what this text is doing. See, when he declared master, he was showing all of us that he was willing to take orders from Jesus, because he knew who Jesus really was. He knew him as the great I am. See, I don't know what he is to you. I can't say that, but I know what he is to me. Hello, somebody. He's my bridge over troubled waters. He's my water in dry places. Hello. He's bread in a starving land. He's revival in my dead soul. I can't speak for you, but I know what he is. For I don't know where God has brought you from, but I know what he's doing right now. Hello, y'all. He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior. See, what my best now isn't good enough. I'm just going to recognize him. I'm going to recognize him. When I've done my best and it seemed like it didn't, my best got nowhere, I'm going to still represent Christ for who he is. See, within this passage, in the text, Jesus was simply giving instructions on what to do with Simon's net. Here is Simon, who was a professional fisher. He was a man that fished all of his life. That's all if he didn't know anything else, Simon, he knew how to fish. But Jesus is in his boat, giving him instructions. Watch this. How is it that another man come on another man's property? Come on another man's job, get into his property and tell him what to do on his job that he's been doing for all of his life? They'll just be like some rookie from the street trying to come to tell me that's been around nearly 20 years what to do. Would that sit well with y'all?
No, I'm gonna be honest. No, I don't play that, Daryl. No, no. But I've also learned this in life. Sometimes we have to just yield. Mama, sometimes we have to just yield. Family, we have to sometimes just yield to. I know we sometimes think we know it all, but look. I'm a witness. We don't know everything. We don't know it because watch this. A blessing can even come to you from a stranger. Some years ago, me and my brother was with my grandmother. And we was little bitty boys then. And we might have been 12 years of age at that time. We was with my grandmother. We was at Super 1 on MacArthur Drive. That was her favorite place, the first week of every month to hit Super 1 up. And I knew when me and Brandon spent the night, I knew where we was going Saturday morning. Either we was going to call a taxi cab and get old John to call it in, or Grandma was going to make us walk a little while and go catch the city bus. It all depended on how me and Brandon behaved that Friday night. If she was going to punish us and make us walk all that way to go to the bus stop, and it was far at that time. See, now after when we stopped doing all that, when I started learning how to drive, I said, nah, they wouldn't put all these bus stops up. And Grandma used to make us walk way over there. But anyway, me and Brandon was in the store with Grandma, and back then, Super 1 had those large brown paper bags. You know, everything's plastic now, but I remember those large brown paper bags, and the checker would check everything out, and we'll have to, you know, everything, the little counter rolls now, wasn't nothing rolling back then. We had to go pick it up and take it off the scanner and walk it and put it in a brown bag and put it in a basket. And I remember after loading up grandmother's cart and getting ready to go, hopefully on the payphone, hopefully call a cab, because I'm not trying to carry all these bags on nobody's bus. But I remember my brother seeing an elder Caucasian woman trying to put groceries into her cart, but she was struggling, trying to lift it up. And you know me back then, I'm going to just be honest, I was just sitting there looking. I don't know who that is. I'm just watching the situation. But my elder brother went around me and went and helped that woman. Now, not knowing who that was, my grandma, oh, Lord have mercy. He looked at my brother, my older brother, and looked like she was just staring him down. Where you going, boy? And my brother just shot over to the elder Caucasian woman and bagged all her groceries up and put everything up. And next thing you know, that old woman went to her pocket and book and gave my brother an honorarium. Now, my brother didn't know this woman whatsoever, but because my brother yielded to what the Holy Spirit was saying, he got a reward from somebody he did not know. And I'm just trying to tell somebody, thank you, Peter. You have to yield to what the Lord is trying to say, because you never know when your blessing is going to come from. Now, Peter, Simon Peter, he explains here in the text, Lord, we've been working hard all night long and we've caught nothing. Now, this brother could have easily came up with all kind of excuses of why he really could not go on, but he said something that got my attention. He said, okay, at your word, I will let down the net. Somebody shout, at your word. It was that when he said, at your word, he was showing that he had a sign of faith and trust and confidence from the master, which was Jesus, that was giving the command. Brothers and sisters, I've learned this. If we don't do anything else in life, the least we ought to be able to do is learn how to practice